USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Roads and rails in the west are being rocked by a wintry weather system, including some snow conditions in California that led officials to close a 70-mile stretch of Interstate 80 from Colfax to the Nevada state line. In northwestern Nevada, there's been a 20-car pileup. All the details not in yet, but it appears only three people had to be taken to a hospital. Conditions in that region expected to remain extreme for the next couple of days. Vice President Kamala Harris making it clear her New Year's resolution is to push for voting rights legislation to be pushed over the goal line.
This is literally about our standing in the world. It's about the integrity of our democracy.
There, speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, she doubled down on the importance of passing the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and the Freedom to Vote Act. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
Trying to get voting rights legislation over the goal line appears to be where Vice President Kamala Harris will be hanging her hat in 2022. She spoke on CBS's Face the Nation, doubling down on the importance of passing what's called the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and the Freedom to Vote Act. She says, quote, the stakes are too high to leave these issues unaddressed. She's also expressing exasperation that half of the Senate, as in Republicans, are refusing to debate the legislation. For now, the situation remains at a standstill, even with the VP's tie-breaking vote. A 70-mile stretch of interstate is closed in California because of severe winter weather. The Department of Transportation says I-80 from Colfax to the Nevada state line closed because of zero visibility. The White House is today announcing it's wishing Americans who celebrate Kwanzaa a very happy one. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt says fellow Republicans should support the deconstructed social spending package that the White House is pushing. On Fox News Sunday, the senator said that he feels the GOP hasn't really seen all the details of President Biden's Build Back Better bill, though Blunt did add that a spending package costing nearly $5 trillion under the current estimations would likely have provisions that Republicans should be interested in passing separately. He cited health provisions and tax policy as the parts of the plan that should be GOP priorities. A Florida man is facing multiple charges for allegedly shooting his neighbor because he was mad about loud music. Witnesses told police that 31-year-old Zachary Moncada shot his neighbor during an argument over that music on Friday night. He's now facing multiple charges, including premeditated first-degree murder. And a Virginia family is moving into their new home just in time for the new year. Well, it makes news because there's a little bit of a interesting twist. The Williamsburg home is, well, the first Habitat for Humanity home that's a 3D printed house. In fact, it's the first 3D printed house in the United States. It's entirely built from concrete and has three bedrooms and two full baths. It's 1,200 square feet. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.